The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. I hope you're ready to come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Chauncey here, as I just said. And, man, let me tell you, you know, last weekend I was running around up at the Boy Scout camp. I was in northern Wisconsin this week, earlier in the week. Stopped at a couple places, checked out, you know, some rivers, some ponds, and came back to Chicago and fished some of the local forest preserves. And, man, I found fishing right where the shadows are on the lake and there's sun on the lake. You got to fish that line of shadows. Oh, the bass and bluegill were hungry. I mean, I was using some big baby roaches and some little minnows, and anybody took anything. It was a great time. Oh, me and my professional angler, Dr. Gross, are out there together, and we just had a best time catching one after another. Caught some really, you know, 2-pound bass. That's a nice looking fish. Some hand-sized gills. Some crappie, a couple of crappie we should not have released. We should have released in the grease, but we released them. It was a great time fishing. We really did. It was a great time. But hey, but you got to tell your friends about our program. That's right. Tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app or go to the website Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the podcast. And then you'll hear today's show. You can hear, you know, one of our back shows if you'd like, or you can subscribe for free. That way it's delivered to your phone or computer every Saturday morning. Can't go wrong with that. And remember, if you're there, go to Facebook and like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So let's sit back, lay back, whatever you're doing, because I know there's some people that are early in the morning listening to us, and they're kind of got one eye open, one eye closed, and same people are probably sitting at the kitchen table with one eye open and one eye closed, having a cup of coffee. But you're listening to the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest. And want to say hello to all of our friends in Europe that are listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the stream. They do that every week, and we hear from them. Great bunch of people out there. Okay. Well, this week, as I mentioned to you, all the great times we had, but on this week's show, hopefully, Captain Tony's going to call us from somewhere out on the Big Pine. He's going out 5-10 miles, so, you know, you get that far out, there's no cell towers, the fish don't have cell phones on them, so hopefully he'll be calling in this morning to talk to us. And after that, we're going to have Brett Davenaugh and his fishing partner, Alex Belfeld. They're both from Reed Custer High School. Brett just graduated. Alex will be a senior this year. And they're going to the Bassmaster National Championship beginning, I want to say it's the first weekend in August, to compete against 350 other boats from other high schools for the national title. Ooh, baby, that's a lot of boats going across the stage. Hey, but we're proud of every student that walks across that stage. And after that, we're going to talk to Jimmy Templin. He's the owner of Fish Tackle Stores in Morton Grove and in Kenosha. And he's also the owner of Fish Tech Guide Service. He does guiding. So this man's a man of all seasons, as they say. And he's going to update us about the Salmonorama program and some other fishing on local waters that he guides on, which is the Chain, Delvin, Geneva, all those lakes that he's on constantly. And smaller ones, too. I mean, if the fish are biting, he's taking his clients on the lakes that have fish biting. And he's going to do that every time in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. He really is. And then we'll have a little bit more outdoor information come on. And the Aiden Fishing Report in the final segment of the show. And you never know. I can hear the telephone ringing. Let's see who's there. Oh, it's Captain Tony. How are you, buddy?
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the fishies all day. Hey, John, we're watching them come on, come off, and go in the cooler. It's been really good lately. You know, we've been seeing a total mixed bag of fish. The kings aren't totally in yet, but they're still staging way offshore. One here, one there. A lot of rainbows, cohos, few Lakers in the mix, chunky cohos, of course, are still around, and it's a good time out there right now.
I'm laughing because I'm going, that's another t-shirt, fish on, fish off, fish in the cooler, fish on, fish off, fish in the cooler.
There you go.
So you're getting chunky fish yet out there. Are you making deeper runs?
Oh, I'm not stopping until I hit 5 miles.
Wow.
I'm shutting down at 5 off and setting up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some guys that stop shorter, you know, 100 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are working, little boaters I hear are working, you know, the evening run, running like 60 to 120 back and forth. I guess there's some success in there. I don't know. I can't stop in there. It's not for me, that kind of water.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the water, 72 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, deep water, still, again, poppers, leads, riggers, dipsies, they're all working.
Cool. And, you're posting pictures on DiamondGhostCharters.com. You're posting pictures on Instagram. And everybody's calling me saying, I go, yeah, I see. I get it from Tony also.
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the pictures I post.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, some days are better than others, you know. It's fishing. If we can land them all, well, one day last week, I think it was Monday, we're like 57 fish on. We put 29, I counted 29. They said 32, but who's counting? We had enough meat to feed an army.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you did. If somebody's looking to get a hold of you, Tony, for a charter, what's the best way to do it?
Call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer right away, just leave a message. I'll get back to you sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Right. And he will call you back, everyone. He will call you back.
Oh, yeah, I will. You know, you just got to give me time, you know. And when we're offshore, phone signal ain't that great.
No, it's
really pretty bad offshore. You know, sometimes you might have to roam to Michigan to get a call.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters, my friend?
Fish on.
Take care, Tony.
Everyone be safe out there. Watch that weather and try to stay cool in this heat.
That's it. We're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors. You can even
even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we've got a young angler, him and his fishing partner. They're from Reed Custer High School in Braidwood, Illinois, and they're going to be going to the Bass Nation High School Nationals. And right now we've got Brett Davina on the phone. Brett, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you guys get the coverage because you're a local high school team from Braidwood, Illinois, correct?
Yep.
and you're going to the Bass Nation Nationals down in Dayton, Tennessee, which puts you on the Tennessee River. It's also called Lake Chickamauga. How did you guys qualify for this?
This season, we qualified in two different ways. We were second in our division for the Northern Division of ICAST. That was our first qualification. And then our second one came on the Des Plaines River through Illinois Bass Nation. We placed fifth in that tournament, and that was our secondary qualification.
Now, this is not just a, hey, we got a bunch of high schools getting together. You know, we got 10 or 15 high school teams that are going to go fishing down there in Tennessee and Dayton, Tennessee. There's a lot of boats, right?
There is maybe 350, a little bit over.
350 high school boats?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'm just visualizing 350 boats, which is really about, what, six, that's like 700 teenagers all fishing, you know, from one location, right?
Yep.
I'm giggling, but only because I wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, it's going to be a tough one, that's for sure. We're going to need it.
It is, and who knows, with the fishing the Tennessee River and all of that, you got the ins and outflows and everything else that's happening at this time of the year. But now, as your fishing partner, Alex, he's been your partner throughout the year?
Yeah, this was our first year together. Last year, I was with another partner, and we were really close, within 2 ounces of going to Nationals last year, but this year we had our goals set on it, and we managed to qualify in two different ways, so we did pretty darn good this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask is, do you just qualify for those two tournaments, or is there a build-up to, you know?
There was a build-up to get into them. We fished probably about 15 to 20, somewhere around there, tournaments in total.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them through IBN. You got to fish at least 3 IBNs or do good in them to get to their state, and then the ICAST one, you have to build up points or win a tournament.
Okay. All right. So that's good. You know, either A or B, you can qualify multiple ways. Were any of the tournaments that you and Alex fished, were they just, you know, really hard for you? I mean,
there was a couple.
Was there?
We had one on Fox Chain that was a rough fight all day. It took us. We got one within 2 hours in the morning, and we had our hopes set up. We seen fish swimming and sunning themselves, and we tried for another couple hours, and then we finally, on probably the last hour of the tournament, caught a secondary one. And then our other tournament that was real rough on us was Lake Springfield,
mm-hmm.
and we were fishing 47 to 50 degree water, and we only managed to get one fish in the boat that tournament.
Wow. Wow. Now, how do you prepare yourself, you and Alex? I mean, once again, we were talking with Brett Davenaugh, and Alex is his fishing partner, and his last name is Bielset. And how do you two guys prepare to fish this lake?
There's a lot of research on Google and watching YouTube videos of other people fish there in the past, and a lot of just a lot of research in general over it.
I mean, because I don't think you've fished this lake yet, have you?
No, we have never been there.
So, I mean, how do you walk up to it and go, all right, Alex, this is what we're going to do?
We don't really got a game plan. That's why we got a couple days beforehand that we're going to do some pre-fishing. We got a little bit of an idea of what mm-hmm. we want to try. But other than that, we're pretty much going in blind and seeing what we can figure out.
Then, well, trust me, you know, what's that old line? Even a blind squirrel can find a nut or something like that. And who knows? You guys may find 5 big fish.
Hopefully.
Which is going to be great to see. Now, once again, this is all for the Bass Nation High School Nationals. And this is going to be from, you're going down there July 27th, and you're possibly be down there for your, get through the whole tournament to August 4th, right?
Yep.
What does the winning team get?
I do not know yet. I would love to know, because I bet it's pretty impressive on what they end up getting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing they're going to tell us that whenever we get down there.
Yeah. How long have you been fishing, Brett?
I've been fishing my whole life. I just started bass fishing whenever I got into the sixth grade, though. My brother was on the high school team and kind of brought me around with him and his buddies pond hopping everywhere, and I slowly got more and more into it.
Did you ever start out fishing your brother?
What'd you say?
Did you ever start out fishing your brother?
Oh, yeah. We were out on the river the other day messing around. We screwed up. We should have signed up for the tournament. We had a really nice bag of fish. There was a Angler's Choice tournament, I believe, on the Des Plaines on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we went out there just on our days off messing around. We fished for an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, and brought in over 11 pounds. But we weren't fishing the tournament, so we couldn't weigh nothing. And come to find out, I think it was 11:50, got second place. So
you would have been in the check time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because you weren't in the tournament. You were fun fishing. You were relaxed. And I think that's a big key.
It is.
You know, I've for 20-plus years, I've interviewed and spoken to with all of the professional bass anglers on MLF and with bass. And the interesting thing is they all say it's a mind game.
It is.
You know, if you go out, the ones who go out there and fish, you know, yes, you have to understand what's going on and you got to look for this and that, but if you're not going crazy in your head and you're going to lose, you know, if you take it easy and fish, you know, I'm going to call it fish for fun, you're going to get fish.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. And one of the gentlemen on my radio show, Captain Tony, coined a phrase. I said, I'm going to make a T-shirt out of it. He wrote one time, he said on the air, he goes, "Don't leave fish to find fish."
Yep. That is exactly right.
I said, Tony, that's a T-shirt. Well, that is
We've
so cool.
We've experienced that plenty of times this year.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
we had one tournament on Newton where we had one rock wall. It was the dam on Newton. And you know how that Newton's a trolling motor only lake if you don't have 25 or under horsepower.
Right.
We went straight over that rock wall, and we went probably 20 minutes out of fish, and then I caught a 5-pounder. And we decided right then we're going to sit there the rest of the day, and sure enough, it worked out. Ended up with a little over 16 pounds and two fish over 5 pounds.
Nice. That's nice. That's when you go, I want a photo.
Yeah.
Now, what year are you in high school?
I just graduated this year.
Okay. Did Alex just graduate?
No, Alex is upcoming senior.
Upcoming senior. Okay. So now you're out of the fishing circle for high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, are you going to go, looking for work, or are you going to school, or what are you going to do now?
Right now, I just picked up my 597 application the other day. I'm hoping to get into there, and that's what I want to do with the rest of my life, become a pipe fitter and maybe do a little adult tournaments on the side.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. It's a respectable career, and also you can continue doing your fun fishing and stuff like that, which is, I think, a great thing that you're doing because, you know, working for any of the unions is always a great thing, whether you're a carpenter, electrician, a pipe fitter, heavy equipment operator, and there's probably a thousand that I'm not mentioning, but, you know, it's good to hear, good to see, and stuff like that. The other thing I wanted to ask is there a difference in style between you and Alex? Like, are you a topwater, and he's a, you know, plastic worm fisherman, or vice versa?
We both mix it up pretty good. Alex is really good at fishing moving baits like crankbaits and topwater stuff like that, spinnerbaits. I like beating the banks. I like throwing Ned rigs. Normally, I'll get five fish in the boat pretty quick, and then Alex will start calling for bigger fish.
Okay. Well, that's cool. The one of the things that in a tournament in the national tournament, that's why I'm asking this question, do you have to have a adult driving the boat?
Yeah, we always, no matter what, in high school, you got to have a boat captain.
Okay. Who's your boat captain for this tournament?
Mark Stewart will be for this one.
Oh, okay. I know Mark. I didn't realize he was your boat captain. And he's really not allowed to do a lot for you guys, right?
No, he kind of just drives the boat and gives us suggestions on what to use and shows us spots, maybe, so stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you that probably the most painful thing I've ever done in my life was I was the observer on a boat for a BASS tournament.
Yeah.
And I had to sit there all day with one of the great pros in the bow of the boat, him catching fish, and I couldn't touch a rod, help him land. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't even talk about the lake or the fishing. It was the most frustrating thing as a fisherman I've ever done in my life. I said, I can't do this. I can't do this again.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it.
Because I want to grab that rod and start pitching right with them, you know.
Yep.
Well, this is so cool. This is so cool. And once again, you're the school, Reed Custer, which is a great school. I've seen them in many, many tournaments and talked to other people that have been gone through the school program there in the fishing tournaments. They're very proud of you two guys, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know, just like all the other sports are big things in high school, at Reed Custer, bass fishing has been raised to those same levels, right?
Yeah.
Which is such a cool thing to do. And I really have to give you and Alex a tremendous amount of credit because it's not easy. People don't realize, oh, no, we're not just going out there one day and going fishing. You're practicing a lot. You're trying to, anytime you get a chance, you and Alex are by yourself, you're pitching and winding, you're trying something new, you're looking for a bait that might give you that edge, whatever it is, or a color that might give you an edge. And it's not an easy thing to do. It really isn't. And you put a lot of time and effort into what other sports would just call their practice session. But, you know, your practices may take 5-6 hours of a Saturday or three hours on a weekday. Is that correct?
It definitely is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or early mornings getting up. And because whenever we pre-fish, a lot of times we'll get up at the same time we would for the tournament, so we have the exact same layout as the tournament day.
Mm.
So that's... we aren't fishing in the afternoon, because the fish, you know this, fish bite different in the afternoon than the morning.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So it's not really, in my opinion, it's not as useful to pre-fish in the afternoon if you're going to fish in the morning most of the time.
Right. Hey,
what... they're going to be on a different pattern.
What, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to that has helped you and Alex get to this, you know, tournament? I mean, people that have, that you off the top of your head have helped you with baits or, you know, sponsorships? Because this isn't a cheap thing. I mean, the school ain't digging into their pocket to help pay for stuff, right?
They are for a little bit of it. It's coming out of our bass fishing fund for, we do like cleanups after the football games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So all the money is coming out of our fund that we've done cleanups over the years and stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's cool.
The people that really helped us get here were our parents and stuff like that, because they were dealing with us being gone every weekend, mm-hmm. helping putting money towards gas and tournament entries.
And hotel
and
rooms.
My brother was our boat captain anytime Mark couldn't do it. So mm-hmm. lakes like Newton, and there was a couple other, Heideke, Braidwood. Whenever we needed him, he was always there. Mm-hmm. The one tournament I had, I didn't fish it with Alex, but he showed up. We had a boat captain problem down at Carlisle. And he came down, it was his anniversary with his fiance, and he left home that night and came down and boat captain for us the next morning. So he did a lot of solid things for us this year and helped us out in a lot of different ways.
Okay, my next question, and everybody's, I can hear everybody listening to the, looking at their phone or radio going, did she still stay the fiance after that weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then he married a good one.
Yep.
Well, Alex, and Brett, when this is Brett Davenaugh, and his fishing buddy is Alex Belsett, and they're both from Reed Custer High School in Braidwood. They're going to the Bass Nation High School National July 27th. Hopefully be there on the last day to stand there and be first place national champions, and it'll be a great thing down in Dayton Lake on Lake Chickamauga. Once again, Brett, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning, and we will make sure we're cheering for you and Alex, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by your Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by your Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we have a man with such a wide resume of things, from fishing to hunting to entrepreneur to tournament angler to good husband to probably a few other things I can't think of, but we've got Jimmy Templin here. And if you people have heard his name before, it's because of Fish Tech, the store Fish Tech, one in Morton Grove. And where's the other one, Jim?
The other one's in Kenosha.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Chauncey.
Hey, buddy. There is so much going on. I know you're guiding, and there's salmon derbies. You told me so many salmon derbies, I didn't even write them all down. I mean, really. Let's start out with talking a little bit about the salmon derbies. They're all over the lakefront right now, aren't they?
Yes, sir. There's the Salmorama going on up in Racine, and then there's the Ultimate Salmon Derby also going on, which I think covers Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, mm-hmm. and Indiana.
Yeah, now the Salmonorama has been around
since... It's crazy. $50,000 for the first place. It's insane.
Yeah. We're talking 50,000.00.
Yeah, and right now, we were looking at the board yesterday. Right now, for Chinook, you have to... I think 29 pounds is leading the big fish in category. So the kingfishing, I think this fall is going to be phenomenal. These fish are getting really big.
They are definitely big, and they're also just huge. The coho with shoulder pads on the lakefront. We hear from Diamond Ghost Charters. We hear from so many different, charter captains on Lake Michigan, the Kings, the Lakers, the Steelhead. But the coho, they're fighting like kings. And you never hear that.
Yeah, they're big, and that's what they do, That's all they do is eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. And if somebody wants to get into these tournaments, you just go online, check it all out, Salmonorama or the Ultimate Salmon.
Yeah, in Kenosha, too, we actually sell the tickets, that you have to buy for the fish. So
that's what I was just going to ask you. I says, can you get them at your store in Kenosha?
Yes, sir.
And what's the address of that store? I don't have it in front of me.
It is 5219 88th Avenue. It's right off of 94, and I think the exit's 158 there.
Mm, okay. Cool. And then you could check that out and get into the whole salmon thing there and that stuff like that. My friend, on the flip side of the coin, you've got a ton of stuff going on with the guide service.
Yeah, we're still guiding. We're doing it pretty much every day. Bass fishing's been pretty good, surprisingly, with this heat. Everybody knows the weather has been unbelievable, just rain and high water and all that stuff. But they're still biting, the water in the lake seem to be up a little bit higher than we're used to because mm-hmm. we usually don't get any rain. And, you can catch fish out deep, up shallow on frogs and plastic, Senkos. We're still putting, we usually average probably about 15 to 25 bass a trip.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
25.
It's fun watching, people teaching them and watching them catch, fish. It's just, to me, it's just always been a joy. And, I like to get the, kids out and the grandpas. And, mm-hmm. It's just a lot of fun and the smiles and it's really cool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, last week's show, good friend of Fish Tech's, Eileen Rice, she took her...
Oh, yeah.
Her mother-in-law, who is 80-something, I can't remember her exact, but it's Judy Rice, and she hadn't been fishing in 9 years, and she loved to fish, and they put her on a boat, and they took her out on Lake Geneva, and she caught small. She says, you know what? I didn't have to catch a fish, just watching them enjoying a day out. So all of you people who've got older sportsmen in your family, think about that and give, Jimmy T here a call and say, hey, listen, I got to get my grandfather or my dad out there. He hasn't been fishing in a long time. And Jimmy will put him on fish for you.
Yes, we will.
Now, You got on what lakes?
Well, I'm licensed both in Illinois and Wisconsin, and I am also a captain, so we do the Fox Chain. Mm-hmm. And then, we do Geneva and Delavan and a lot of the small lakes across the border. Some of the small lakes on this side of the border, too, Long and Loon and Bangs. And so, yeah, I get around quite a bit.
Now, the good thing about that is sometimes you'll get a guide, and I'm not even going to tell you how long I've known Jimmy. Okay, we won't even get into that conversation.
Yeah, long time.
But, you know, when you get a guide that just fishes Geneva, just fishes Delavan, just fishes the chain, okay, they're knowledgeable of those bodies of water, but if the fish are hot and active someplace, they don't know to move to them. They don't know how to fish those bodies of water. Where you, since you're able to move and check and go and this, you're able to put people on active fish, not just fish that are looking at you.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, some lakes get really hot and then some lakes are not, you know. So it's just, you know, you just got to stay on top of them. And, you know, so a lot of times, too, like in full day trips, you know, we'll fish two, maybe even three different lakes, you know, until we find which ones are, you know, which mm-hmm. ones are hopping.
Now, with, like you said earlier, we have so much rain, so much wind, so much tornadoes, everything else we've had in the last 2 weeks. Bodies of water, like the chain that are up, they're going to be probably in a no-wake situation, which is going to keep a lot of the recreational speedboaters off those bodies of water. And I think that only improves that lake and other lakes in Wisconsin and Illinois for fishing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes it more comfortable. You know, you're not bouncing around, and it's a lot easier to, you know, go to lake and not, you know, have to deal with the waves and everything mm-hmm. like that. But also, too, you have to remember that a lot of these lakes, Geneva, the chain, that are get a lot of that boat traffic, sometimes it helps the fishing.
Oh.
You know, sometimes it stirs it up. Like, I was out the other day, and I was out there, and I was fishing in this channel between these two lakes, and a boat went through, and all of a sudden the water started exploding and the white bass started going crazy, and and then the boat went by, and then they stopped
mm-hmm.
and then another boat went through, and all of a sudden the white bass go crazy. And I mean, so sometimes it does help to have boat traffic, but I'll tell you, you know, sometimes there's too much which a lot of times happens on the weekends out mm-hmm. there. And I think with this high water, and if, you know, if they're going to do this no wake thing, mm-hmm. you know, it definitely is going to be a lot more comfortable to be out there and fishing and more enjoyable.
Oh, God, yes, God, yes. Now, and once again, you know, you've got a good sized boat. I know you run a Skeeter FX20, I think, isn't it?
21, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good sized boat, a lot of room on it. You don't need to bring any. If you have a favorite fishing pole, okay. But you know what? I wouldn't even bring my favorite fishing pole because Jimmy has everything. I mean, the guy owns two tackle shops. He's got everything in the boat.
Yeah, it's like my own little tackle. It's like my third tackle store.
It's your third tackle store.
Pretty much.
And I mean, so I would he use his stuff. It's rigged right. It's set right. You know, the drags are set right. The lines are set right. The leaders are set right. The baits are all. This is the hot colors right now. This is so. You know, don't even mess with bringing your stuff. Bring yourself. You know, maybe a rain gear in case you always need it. Depending on the weather, you know, if you need a little jacket or not. Bring some lunch. Bring you know, something to drink. No alcohol, boys and girls. You know, and you know, enjoy the day. And just go out with Jimmy, and you're going to go crazy and catch so many fish.
Yeah, well, you know, we supply everything. Mostly, we use all Daiwa equipment, and mm-hmm. We supply it all. And I do tell people, you know, if they, like you said, if they have their pole, sometimes it's better for them to learn on their own equipment
mm-hmm.
Just because they're going to be using it all right. the time. But a lot of times, you know, it's better to use ours because it's, you know, Daiwa makes some really nice stuff, and you know, you never know. You know, they come in the store yep. later and buy that rod and reel.
Yeah, and Daiwa is a sponsor of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, also.
Nice.
So, I mean, you can't go wrong there with any of that. Now, nope. Something else I wanted to ask you is, the bait shops, the one in Morton Grove and the new one in Kenosha, literally they are stocked for the fishing that's here. I mean, you've got everything. Go ahead.
Right. We carry, especially the Kenosha store. Obviously, we carry a lot of the Lake Michigan stuff, which we've intertwined into the Morton Grove store now, too. But we also have stuff, you know, if guys are going on trips down south or if they're going to Canada fishing, like we do carry full line. We try to carry just about everything that we could possibly fit in these stores. So, you know, if a guy is going on a long range fishing trip or something like that, that we do have that equipment there to sell them.
Mm-hmm. And once again, besides, you know, you have the Daiwa, which, and Daiwa rods and reels, which both of us would highly recommend, but you have line winding, you have all the different live baits for, you know, in the area. Maybe you, in the later on in the year when it's sucker season, you may get a couple of them in there to, you know, people go fishing. I see, you know, my problem, Jimmy, with using one of those suckers for bait for muskie, is I want to fillet the sucker and just fry it and make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, they're big, you know, they can get big or whatever, but those muskies like those, you know, that's like a little filet mignon for them, so, and we do stock that, the muskie suckers in the fall for the muskie guys, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Cool, that is so cool. And once again, there is so much to do. The other thing is, Jimmy's a family guy. I'm going to tell this to everybody out there. You know, Jimmy's a family guy. He loves having kids on his boat. I mean, your kids, how old's your daughter?
I got three daughters and a son.
Three daughters and a son. What's the youngest one?
That would be Jessie. She's 14.
14 now. Oh my, I'm telling you, I'm getting old.
They're not as young as they used to be.
Yeah, they look you in the eye when you talk to them.
Yeah, they're pretty much. Yeah, it's amazing how time flies. And but yeah, I mean, you know, and fishing in the outdoors and everything. I mean, it's all about family, mm-hmm. right?
It is.
That's what it's about, you know. So, they're growing up, and I don't even know where time went. So,
yeah. I know my grandchildren are 12, 13, and 14. So wow. I
didn't know you were that old.
It takes a lot. But really, everyone, we're talking with Jimmy Templin from Fish Tech of Morton Grove, Fish Tech of Kenosha. So all of the people in Wisconsin that are listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, go down there. Once again, tell everybody where the address and the location of the Kenosha store is.
Kenosha is 5219 88th Avenue.
Okay. And I know the Morton Grove one is on Dempster, just west of 94, right?
That's right. 5802 West Dempster Street.
Yeah. All these great things. And if somebody wants to call you, Jim, and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. How do I go out with you? What do they got to do?
Well, the best way to do it is, in reality, is text me. That's the best way. And my number is 847-331-7537. Or you can email me. I do get quite a few emails. That's jim.templin@att.net. So those are the two best ways. A lot of times people call and they leave messages. And so I'm not good at the message thing. So mm-hmm. it's like it might take a while for me to to respond to the phone calls. But texting and emailing is usually the best
mm-hmm.
Way.
And once again, he does half-day charters, full-day charters, whether you're taking out, you know, your buddies are going with you, or it's going to be, you know, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, or you're dragging all the kids out, Jimmy can take care of you. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for calling in this morning with us and talking about all the great things we can do on the water with our good friend, Jimmy T.
Thanks, Chauncey. Appreciate you.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne LaBera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by your Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by your Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we got to jump on the fishing reports pretty quick here. This report is from my grandson, Aiden, and this is being sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay. Papa, Uncle Tom and Dad went out fishing for some perch near Benton Harbor. They said they found a ball of them on their electronics in 15 to 30 feet, but then after catching a few perch, they ran out to 100 to 120 feet for salmon and took a few fish there. My friend and I caught a bunch of bluegill in White Lake off the pier by the boat with a white whack 'em and stack 'em jig, and those bluegills would grab it and shake it like that song from Taylor Swift sings, Shake It Off. Oh, he's getting older. We also took a few small bass and perch and rock bass. Some of the bluegill were pretty good size, but we just released them. See you next week, your fishing dude now, Aiden. P.S. I need more stuff. Hint, hint. Oh, God. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. My buddy Ken Husker O'Malley, we had him on a couple weeks ago, said bluegill have been very active along the outside weed lines on a lot of lakes using wiggle worm fishing custom ice jigs paired with a whack 'em and stack 'em custom bait micro split tail. That's a good one, folks. He's doing pretty well on those big hand sized gills in those areas. Chain of Lakes, if you go call, not call, but go online to foxwaterway.com. See, it's going to be up for a while because of all the water we've gotten. The upper and lower are closed, and the middle was in the no wake, but you can still get out and have some fun. If you see people on the chain around the bridges, they're catfishing, and they're doing pretty good, actually. Chicken liver, shrimp, cut bait, liver, anything they've got, they're catching cats on. Some of the smaller flatheads and are okay. Bigger channels have hit some bluegills, and that's a good sign. Some are using a slip bobber to get some white bass. They're picking up on Channel and Marie. Those are two good places to try. And crappie are in about 10 to maybe 15 feet on slip bobbers. Pike are active on the southern end of the chain. Pistachy suckers or spinner baits. Something that's silver that flashes. They like that. They really like that. Delavan, my buddy, Darren said bluegill were in 12 to 18 feet right off the weed line on a variety of small worms and minnows, largemouth, anywhere between 8 and 18 feet of water right on the weed line. If you're not on the weed line, you're not going to get them, he said. I said, okay, we understand that. Largemouth bass are also, the smallmouth bass have been okay. He said, don't get excited, but you can get a few if you keep it up, and you're going to do it. And, whoa, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. Oh, no. I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this is from the Lakota Nation. It says, it can be 100 degrees in the shade one afternoon, and suddenly there comes a storm with hailstones the size of balls. The prairie is all white, and your teeth chatter. It's a good reminder that you are just a small particle of nature, not so powerful as you think. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.